Finally, I want to talk about the mammary glands, and there's a diagram of the mammary glands in your textbook. Mammary glands are found in both men and women. They are modified sweat glands, and they take on the breast appearance because of the addition of fat around the mammary glands, and this is more common in females than it is in males. The mammary gland, or the mammary tissue itself, is made up of lobes, lobules, and lactiferous ducts, which are arranged kind of like the spokes of a wheel around the nipple. And these are the sac-like portions of the glandular tissue, and this is where the milk itself is made. Females, males, large-breasted women, I was just going to point out that both males and females have these lobes, lobules, and lactiferous ducts. I also want to point out that large-breasted women and small-breasted women have the same amount of these lobes and lobules and lactiferous ducts. The difference between the two in terms of breast size has to do more with the fat that's distributed around these. Now, I also want to point out that lymph nodes and vessels, blood vessels from the breast area, are very important in terms of immune function and also in testing for breast cancer. There are lymph nodes in the armpit and in the below the breast itself that are generally the place that cancer cells are going to travel to first if they have metastasized and have left the breast itself or are starting to leave the breast itself. The pectoral nodes are located in the breast or below the breast, and then the axillary nodes are found in the armpit. And these are usually tested when treating a person for breast cancer to find out if the breast cells have started to move throughout the body. Now, the process of nursing is the production and releasing of milk through the breast. And this activity is orchestrated by two primary hormones, although there are many, many, many other hormones that are involved in the production of milk. But one of the major ones involved in the production of milk is prolactin. And this is secreted from the pituitary gland, and it causes the breast to actually produce milk. I want to point out, however, that there are other hormones that have to act in concert with prolactin, including thyroid hormone and some other hormones, in order for this to work. As far as nursing goes, the actual release of the milk is triggered by a hormone called oxytocin. And you've probably heard of oxytocin in a variety of ways. Oxytocin is involved in a lot of different physiological activities in the body, but one of the things that it does is it triggers what's called the letdown reflex. It allows the milk to flow from the lactiferous lobules and so on where it's produced through the ducts and to the nipple where it can be obtained by the baby that's suckling. I do want to mention some things about breast cancer. At the moment, 1 in 7 women in the U.S. get breast cancer. Men also are susceptible to breast cancer, although not quite as susceptible as women are. The percentage of people affected by breast cancer seems to be raising by about 0.5% per year over the past 30 to 40 years. And it is second only to lung cancer in terms of killing women.